This episode of Changelog is brought to you by Audible.com.
Man, I love Audible. You know, they now have over 180,000 books, fiction, nonfiction, radio performances. You even get a daily digest of the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. Your choice.
And if you haven't checked out anything on Audible.com, or if you haven't claimed your free book, head on over to onefootover.com/freebook.
Welcome to Changelog, the weekly podcast where we talk about what's new in the tech world and what that means to real people. I'm Brian.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Craig.
Jim, what are you drinking on tonight?
I am having a little Johnny Walker Double Black, of course.
Pulling out some Modelo. Yes. I like it. Tastes like a little bit tastier Corona. It's kind of a shame I don't have a lime or anything to go with it.
Brian, what are you drinking?
I'm currently drinking some Pure Aqua Spring Water. And in a little bit, I'm probably going to go and get some Double Black. But
Wow.
I have a headache, so I was trying I was trying to water it down first.
Yeah, I do have a nice glass of ice water with a wedge of lemon because I'm sophisticated.
Nice. You got lemons in your water. Craig's got no limes for his Modelo. We got some new Mac stories.
Yeah. We do.
Lay on me, brother.
So let's see. I guess today or yesterday, Apple released new 21.5-inch iMacs.
They did, but what was so special about them?
So they're 4K. Or
4K?
Are they 5K or 4K?
4K.
4K.
Jim is not up to date with his video.
No. Sorry, I'm actually on the accessories page that come with that particular iMac.
You are pretty excited about the accessories.
I got to tell you, I am. I really want this trackpad and actually the Magic Keyboard too. So all of these accessories, they have rechargeable batteries and they charge via lightning cable, just like your phone and iPad.
Well, that's nice. Let me stop you here, though. The one thing that I've been waiting for Apple to come out with, because I love their mouse and it justify the cost, is why don't they have any of the, you know, wireless charging for a mouse of all things? It's sitting on a mouse pad all the time. How nice would that be to have a mouse that never dies as long as it's on the pad?
True.
So let's talk about never dying. So if you plug it in, I want to say it was literally for 2 minutes, it would charge enough for it to be used for 9 hours. If you plugged it into... It takes 2 hours for a full charge. Man, there's a lot of pictures.
I'm just saying, Apple hasn't come out with anything with the, you know, wireless charging, so it's kind of getting annoying where some of these things, they just keep...
Now, wait a minute. You say wireless charging. The reality is there's a receptacle that has to have a cable going to it. So, in effect, not wireless. You're just not plugging it into a device. But do you have to stop and plug...
Exactly. But I like being able to take my... Moto 360, throw it on a cradle, you know, as opposed to my Apple Watch that needed a little magnetic thing they had to go on it. Just imagine a mouse that's rechargeable or not even, you know, rechargeable. As long as it's on that mouse pad and it's got the conductive charging, whatever, it would just be nice to have that. I mean, now kudos to them for having a rechargeable mouse that charges that quick, because how many times have I had my damn batteries die and you never have a battery laying around when you need it?
True.
So that is a nice feature. I'm not going to knock it for having rechargeable use, because everything's got to use that damn lightning cable nowadays. So
I like it. I love the fact that it's running off of a lightning or charges via lightning cable.
If it needs a cable, I'm for that. The 27-inch iMac has a 5K screen.
That's what it is. Okay.
But other than that, nothing super exciting about them.
Well... I don't know. So there's it's got a Force Touch trackpad that you can buy.
Okay.
Which is nice. The Magic Keyboard is 33% more key stable. Whatever that means. Yep. But it's a flat device, so it doesn't have like the bumps that, you know, like raise it up. So it's like a solid brick. So hopefully it would be more solid when typing.
True. I always liked the Apple keyboards. I always liked the way they felt.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it felt like a laptop keyboard, but for a desktop.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. It's like a little wedge, this keyboard.
Yeah. My media server has an Apple keyboard, and I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I have the wireless one for my iMac. It's great.
So let's see. You can configure it up to a 4 gigahertz quad core i7, which is nice. It's got the fifth generation core processor and the enhanced Iris Pro graphics. So it'll deliver up to 3.7 teraflops of graphics compute power.
Did you price one out though with the i7 and everything?
Because
you know, for the $14.99 for the 4K. I'm assuming that's dual core i5, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. Let's see. If I want the 21.5 iMac with Retina display, it starts at $14.99. I'm going to select that model. And then we're going to add, let's see, I want the...
Well, what does it come with standard? What is it showing right now?
It's a 3.1 gigahertz quad core that's a core i5. To bump up to the i7, it is $200 more. It comes with 8 gigs of RAM, which is nice for, now this is the low profile DDR3. To bump it up to 16 gigs, it's another $200. And guess what it comes with storage?
I'm going to say the 128 gig SSD, right?
No, you were wrong. It comes with a 1 terabyte serial ATA 5400
Holy
RPM
cow.
Drive.
Wow. I would have assumed right out of the bat they would have at least went with their low end.
Yeah, you'd think, but no, they screwed you with a big bottleneck right out the gate.
Yeah, the 1 terabyte Fusion drive is another $100.
Yep, that's right. And I mean, they do have a couple of flash options available, which anybody that's thinking about getting a Mac nowadays, don't even consider going with a spinny drive. You got to go solid state. And if you need massive amounts of storage, USB 3 is very fast. Or Thunderbolt. Get yourself an external drive.
Yep. So for the 512 gig flash storage, you're up another $500.
Well, yeah. So for my money, I would at least go with a 256 flash for the boot drive and then get a monstrously large external, probably rated, throw it on the Thunderbolt port, call it a day.
All right, so with those options picked, we are at $2,099.
That's right, $2,100, and we have not even gotten the Magic Trackpad yet.
No, that's just the mouse. If you want the trackpad, it's another $50.
Yeah, so you can get whatever.
Wait a minute, is that $2,000 still including the just the 1 terabyte crappy drive?
We upgraded to the 256. Okay. If I was going to build it. So
you said if you were going to build it, I didn't know if you were actually building it out that way right now.
Nah, so recap, 3.3 upgraded processor to the Core i7, 16 gigs of RAM and 256 gig solid state drive, which by the way, this is PCI Express. So it is very, very fast. $2,099. Yeah.
Now, see, I'm disappointed that they don't have an option to upgrade. Oh, it looks like if you want to get the really good graphics, you have to go with the 27-inch. Because the 27-inch comes with the Radeon R9 M395.
Yeah, this is stuck with the...
So if you want to do anything serious with graphics or animation, you are not buying the 21-inch.
Well, no, and isn't that what... like even the dual core Mac Airs were coming with was that Iris Graphics Pro and
it doesn't cut it.
No, because I know that was my dilemma when I bought my current MacBook Pro, which graphics card to get, but I didn't feel like spending $2,600 on a 15-inch MacBook Pro with the upgraded graphics card. But that Iris Pro is for your basic iMovie, you know. I'd rather edit on an iPad.
That is true. Anybody use a Fusion drive in any of their stuff?
I have not. Nope.
No? I know with work, we do a lot of work with drives. And I did test out some of the SSHDs which is kind of like a branded name for Seagate's, like 1 terabyte spinny drive with like 128 gig solid state memory chip on board. And most of the ones that I've tested, they died within a year.
That's what you were saying. We had a conversation about this offline.
Yeah, because we were talking about I was going to upgrade the hard drive of my PS4.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I wanted something that would load a little bit quicker. And, yeah, that's you definitely sold me away from getting one of those. So.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, for our friends out there, if you decide to get an iMac for video, so you're going to want to max it out for the 27-inch iMac with a 4.0 quad-core i7, 32 gigs of RAM, 256 gig flash storage, and the upgraded Radeon and the Magic Trackpad, you're looking at $3,500.
Boom. Whoa.
So that's a big hit in the nuts right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a lot of money to drop.
All right, so now I'm just going to have to go and configure a Mac Pro while we keep talking. Which I have to ask, do you guys, would you, if you were serious into this, is that the way to go as a Mac Pro?
The MacBook Pro?
No, the Mac Pro for editing.
No, the Mac Pro would be terrible for editing.
Why?
Or wait, I think we're, that's right, they're not calling it a MacBook Pro anymore. Or you're talking about the Mac Pro.
Can.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the one where you price it out to be the best possible. It's like $8,000.
Realistically, yes. Although, honestly, for the most part, it's overkill.
All right. So, a 2.7 gigahertz, 12-core processor.
Yeah.
With 30 megs of L3 cache. Right?
Yep.
And then 64 gigs of RAM.
Right.
1 terabyte flash storage. Dual AMD Fire Pro D700.
Yeah, upgraded GPUs. To the 900s.
Right. No, I don't have that as an option.
Oh, okay. They used to. Oh, no, it was the 5 or the 700 before. Okay.
Continue. Yeah, it was the 500. We went to the 700 so we can get 6 gigs of RAM.
Yep.
I'm not going to choose a. You know what? I'm going to choose the mouse pad or the mouse, the trackpad. Well. And yeah, I suppose I do need an Apple keyboard.
You said it about 14?
No, I am at $9,827.
Okay. Yeah.
So just a hair under 10 grand.
But what that's going to give you is much faster render times, which if someone was doing this as a job, they're going to want that because they're not going to want to be having their computer tied up rendering all the time, you know, that's taking up time they could be working. For the everyman, your iMac or your MacBook Pro that's maxed out.
Oh, yeah. 27-inch iMac.
A third of that price will do just as well.
Which I don't know if you've ever seen the behind the scenes of South Park Studios.
Yeah.
With how they actually assemble one of those episodes in like a week. And they were talking about the computers they originally started with, and now they go with iMacs right off the shelf.
Yeah. And they used something like that. Custom order.
Exactly. And something like that, where you're a studio having to pump something out immediately. Oh, by all means, it's hands down a no-brainer to do. But when you're doing regular video footage and you've got the time to let it render for 3-4 hours, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and that was a really good documentary. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it still is, but it's called 6 Days to Air.
Oh, and, yeah, I remember seeing that.
It was, even if it you're was not really a fan good. Of South Park, it's cool to see the going from the brainstorming process to the editing and everything. I mean, it is really cool.
Yeah, and the two guys basically do all the voices. They have like one girl and occasionally guests, but they're writing, creating, editing, and doing all the voices in 6 days.
Very cool.
And I think they've only missed it like once, right?
I think maybe just the one time.
It's pretty crazy. All right, so Craig.
Time to get into the battlefront?
Sure, why not?
Yes.
So, yeah, I never really want to bring up video games too much on here because I want to keep it more tech-oriented unless we're talking about console hardware. But the first game that's coming out in a while to really excite me, and then we got to play the beta for the last 3 days.
Yes, sir.
The good old Star Wars Battlefront. And I've seen mixed reviews and people thinking it was just a reskinned Battlefield, and it is so not a reskin Battlefield, and I loved every second of it.
I did too. I mean, from the first 5 minutes, the gameplay is so much superior to any of the shooters that I've played on the new console.
And it was a beta, and there was very minimal lag.
Mm-hmm.
It took a little while to figure out the matchmaking being a beta. We didn't have any instructions on any of that, but it was just, it was really good and really smooth. I mean, I just overall was very impressed with it. Of course, it's Star Wars, so I mean, and being how many years since Battlefront 2, you know, it's like we were due for a reboot of it, some sort of it, instead of just getting the same thing over and over again. But because that's the thing with Call of Duty where it gets stale, is it's the same thing reskinned constantly. New weapons.
Yeah.
I love Call of Duty. I just get to a point where it's like, come on, just, I could play the same one for the next 3-4 years and it's the same thing minus different weapons.
Right.
Whereas Battlefront, you only get your choice of X amount of weapons, but it's also Star Wars. It's not like the Stormtroopers had a whole arsenal to go through.
Yeah, although I'm thinking that the full game is going to have more weapons. We'll see.
Oh, it definitely will. I don't know what it's going to have, but I was very impressed with the beta. Flying was terrible at first, but
yeah, once nothing. I got the hang of it, it's not too bad, but I wish they would give you a cockpit view.
They do.
Oh, do they? How do you switch? Yeah.
Well, I've seen it on videos. I didn't.
Okay.
Shit. By the time I got in the thing and was ready to go, the sticks weren't inverted. So all of a sudden I'm just nosediving towards the ground. So I'd be dead instantly. So once I finally got that figured out, I was, getting a little more cocky where I was, you know, in the little snow speed or whatever to, try to take down the AT-ATs. So, but yeah, Jim, it was a really good game. A lot of fun, and oh my god, November 17th can't come quick enough.
Yeah, nice. I mean, and just being Star Wars makes everything better, I think.
Right on.
Well, being Star Wars, and then they did a good job with it. It was like both of them hand in hand. You know, it's just the, like I said, the gameplay was good. It's a lot of fun, Brian. If you go online and look at like the outtakes, like the most 10 ridiculous things found in the beta, like Luke Skywalker kicking the living daylights out of somebody, and all of a sudden just an AT-AT just steps on him. And then when he lifts his foot up, he's embedded into the snow from the waist down.
That's awesome.
So it was thoroughly amusing to go back and watch some of that. But Jim, I know you're not a big console or big gamer in general, but it is definitely worth it.
Awesome.
Once you played at Brian's house, you'll be hooked.
Yeah, Jamie's got his now. And the console that he got came with the game, came with Star Wars.
Did he pay for the PlayStation Network?
Yep.
Sweet.
So he's all set up. We were actually playing the beta last night.
Did he enjoy it as well?
Oh, yeah. He loved it. He was playing it over here on Saturday and then went out and bought the system.
Did you go into the third-person view at all?
No, I didn't.
It looked more like Grand Theft Auto where you could kind of do like the hip fire and stuff like that?
Nice. I didn't do it. I always hate third-person views in shooters.
Oh, I'm not a fan at all. But you do suffer from stormtrooperitis, though, where you are shooting at somebody point blank and they are not hitting them for shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, any more experiences from you on it, Brian? I mean, we only got two maps.
And, yeah, there was two maps, fun. And then there was the co-op. And I really enjoyed the co-op. I thought that was a fun level, and there's going to be more in the full game. But just being able to go in, you know, with friends against the computer and basically defending against waves while handling objectives, it was a lot of fun. And, I mean, they showed you the other maps that were there. You couldn't pick them. But just seeing some of the things that they have on there, I'm excited to play more of that as well.
Yeah, well, the good news about doing the digital download, Brian, is instead of standing in line and waiting for stores to open at midnight, is you can it's pre-download like up to like the week beforehand. I think you can download it and get it ready.
Yep.
And then on top of it is it goes live at 11 p.m. our time because it's midnight Eastern time.
Yep.
So I'm taking the next day. I'm taking the next day off work because I just plan to be leveled up enough where going into the weekend it'll I'm not going to get completely slaughtered there. So
nice. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I recommend it to anybody that's into shooters and or Star Wars.
Nice.
And I'm looking forward to it.
And if you don't like Star Wars and you're more into Trek, keep waiting for that game to come out.
Those all come out for computer. Trekkies don't play consoles. It's not true. I love Star Trek and I play consoles.
Yeah, I like the movies. I'm just not
Oh, I like
Star Trek versus Star Wars, just not
Deep Space Nine and Voyager. Anyway,
I just always like to rip on it because you know, the good old movie fanboys. I love that movie, and I just love how they rip on Trekkies, and don't they call them Trekkers? And he's like, "Cause Trekkies derogatory."
It's yeah, that's it. It's good stuff. It's not really tech related, but there's something else I'm excited about. Have either of you guys ever watched Mr. Show? All right, so back in the 90s. We're both
nodding no.
I know. Back in the 90s, there was a HBO sketch comedy show called Mr. Show with Bob and Dave. And so it's Bob Odenkirk, who's Saul from...
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. And then David Cross, who's all kinds of stuff. You know, you know him, Craig, from the Smurf movies. He's Jamie's clone. And
he's on I like how you say that, like I've seen any of those Smurf movies because I have kids. Not.
I figured you've seen him. He's on Arrested Development.
Yeah, Arrested
Development. Tons of stuff. So their sketch show is hysterical. And if you ever go and check them out on YouTube or whatever, they're a lot of fun. Netflix gave them a new sketch series. So they're coming back 1 month from today, so November 14th. And it's just called With Bob and David. So they left the Mr. Show off. It's just W/Bob and David. But yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. They're dropping all those episodes right away. So
nice.
I'm going to enjoy that.
Very cool. Anybody check out the Microsoft event this week where they unveiled a bit of new hardware?
Yeah, I didn't. It wasn't.
No? So you mean the two new phones that they released didn't just make you want to run out to your local AT&T store and buy a new phone?
No.
That was a close one. I thought he was going to say, yeah. In fact, I'm rocking a brand new Lumia, whatever it was called. Did you you guys see the new laptop, the Surface laptop that they came out with?
I did see that.
I do like it. It's just... those things just keep going up and up in price for the experience. Although I'm still loving, I've still got one of the original generation Surface Pros. And that thing rocks pretty good. But what are you sitting here, Brian?
This is kind of a fun thing. It's a new camera that's coming out called Light. And it's the same guys that made, what was that camera, Craig, that you didn't have to focus? And you can focus it later. You remember that?
I know what you're talking about. I couldn't remember to save my life.
I'm looking for the... I'm trying to find the name of it in this article. Anyway. So this camera has 16 lenses. And supposedly, they haven't officially announced it. Well, it takes 16 megapixel pictures that you can focus later. And there's, in the spec, it said that it does 4K video.
Yeah.
So it is entirely possible that you'll be able to shoot 4K video and focus it later.
Wow.
And it's the size of like a point-and-shoot camera.
That is pretty impressive.
It looks like it'd give you some kind of like spider vision or something.
Right, with all those lenses on there?
Yeah, it's crazy looking.
So I'm curious to see if it's going to work and what exactly it's going to do. And then also, what's the price point on that?
I couldn't find anything on pricing on it.
No, because they... Oh, there you go. You can pre-order the experimental one now for $1,300. And then there's the pre-order. It actually won't ship until late next summer.
That is a crazy looking camera. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but it's a pretty interesting concept, and the detail on it is just spectacular. Because they have a still photo, and then they show a blow up on it, so you can see how much detail it actually captures. It's pretty ridiculous. So I'm thinking that may be something interesting that we'll be talking about again.
Speaking of interesting stuff, have you guys been checking out some of the new TV out lately?
TV shows?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you guys, like, loving this age of TV we're in?
I really am. I watched the pilot for Supergirl.
Oh, how was that? It was good. That doesn't come out until, like, next week.
I know.
Or the week after next or something.
The pilot was out in the sites, so I watched it.
Oh, right on.
And it was good. I'm going to enjoy it, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. I want to get into The Flash.
Mm-hmm. Flash is great. The premiere was good.
But none of the episodes have been out that I can grab a hold of, so.
You're obviously not looking at my Plaque server.
Or mine.
No, it's not on yours, Brian.
Yeah, it is.
I'll double check, but I did not see them on there.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's one of the shows I wanted to get the kids into to watch, because because I tried to do Daredevil and it was a little way too dark.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Oh, I can't wait for. Did you guys see the preview for the next season of Daredevil?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I still didn't finish the first season. I got to go do it.
I think Jenny
lost interest, so I need to just watch it.
Forget her. You got to see it.
Limitless, really good.
I'm loving Limitless.
And Minority Report is okay.
I stopped watching that. I watched the first episode and was like, eh.
Yeah, it's all right. It's just a little not as good as Limitless.
See, and I'm going back and trying to catch up and halfway through season two of Orphan Black.
Oh, that was great.
That is a great show.
It really is.
In fact, I cannot wait to watch some more of it when we're done here.
The other show that's new that I've really been digging is, what's it called? Let me go on my Plex.
Supernatural.
Oh, I love Supernatural, but that's not new. I'm always down with the Supernatural, though. Oh, Blindspot.
I have not seen this.
Okay, get ready to have your mind blown.
All right.
There's a bag in the middle of Times Square with a tag on it that says, call the FBI.
Oh.
So the next scene, Times Square is cleared. These guys are coming up in the bomb suit to poke at this duffel bag, and it starts moving. Out pops a naked lady covered head to toe in tattoos that are brand new, and she has no idea who she is or where she came from. She remembers nothing.
What's the name of the show?
Blindspot.
Okay.
And the main character is the girl that plays Lady Sif on Thor, in the Thor movies.
Yeah, okay.
It's really good. And then we have this at the end of this month, Ash versus the Evil Dead comes out.
Looking forward to that.
Yep. And there's another good show coming too. I can't remember what it is though. But Ash versus the Evil Dead, I think, is going to be great. Hey, Craig, didn't you get something new in your car?
I did, and that's why I sent the link over so I wouldn't forget to talk about it. And a while back, we kind of loosely covered CarPlay because of, you know, the other car vendors starting to put it out there. And with having just a terrible radio in my car, I finally got to the point where I was going to upgrade speakers, and somebody talked me into a head unit, and I found a great deal on one of Pioneer's setups. It's their App Radio 4.
Okay.
And it's the model number is it's the DA120. And I have to say, after getting some of the bugs worked out, you know, I was having problems with the actual CarPlay connection, and that was using like a cheap aftermarket lightning cable. By actually using one of the Apple branded ones, solved part of the problem, and then got the firmware updated, and I'm loving it. It's pretty nice. you know, you can use your regular Bluetooth features just like a regular radio, or tether it with the lightning cable, and you know, you get like these approved apps that show up on the screen, and Pioneer even has some of them that go along with it, so you can find like the cheapest gas stations and do a couple other things where they're approved apps that need no hands-on, so that does not take your attention away from the road.
That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
I mean, with the EQ presets even, and some of the customized ones, it's made my stock system sound a million times better without even upgrading any of the speakers. And, you know, the other thing that I'm really liking with it is just, just the ease of just setting the entire thing up. It's really nice. It's got an HDMI in, two USBs. So I'm actually running a Raspberry Pi in there also right now. And it's pretty much played almost every video format I personally have that I've thrown at it, but I've got to test it out a little bit more. So, but I'm liking the HDMI in to expand it out. You know, I don't need a DVD player or anything in there, but
that's pretty nice.
It's really good. I mean, the only thing that stinks is it is almost like having a tablet.
Yeah.
Just mounted to your dash so you don't have any CD ROM, which I don't really need, you know, a CD or a DVD ROM on it. But being more like a tablet, I like it because it's the capacitive touchscreen, where some of the other model radios out there have like that film over it that feel more like the, you know, original generation Palm Pilots.
Yeah, sure. It's the resistive touch.
Exactly. And, you know, where you need more of a stylus to get precise touches and stuff like that on it. But it's really nice, but it can get washed out in direct sunlight, where if you don't shade it with your hand, you cannot read anything on the screen at all. But, you know, the adapter that I bought with it let me retain the steering wheel controls. So it's really nice to be able to use Siri with it. So that way you can actually, because you can actually do the mirror with Android with this radio. So I have it where if I ever switch back to Android, at least I have an option. And, you know, so, but using it with the CarPlay feature, I'm pretty happy with it. It's kind of weird. I have to figure out how the GPS antenna works because it doesn't have a GPS built in. It's supposed to be a GPS amplifier. So if you're in a weaker signal area, it'll at least boost the GPS signal so you can still utilize maps.
Does it only work with the Apple Maps? Does it also work with Google Maps?
Right now, when you plug it in, only Apple Maps shows up. So I don't know what they're going to expand out into. You can. I haven't tried to even launch Google Maps to see what it would do. It might actually play it because the when you plug it into the CarPlay, the only music app that comes up is for your music that's on your device.
What if you launch a music app on the phone? Doesn't it mirror to the display?
It does. Yeah, so I did try Google Play, and it did mirror to the display, and I could change tracks. But I couldn't get into it unless I launched it directly from the phone. And Pandora, you could actually go back to the home screen and launch Pandora and actually go through your playlist within Pandora, which was really nice.
So it sounds like the apps that are on the head unit are just to be able to launch them from the head unit. Is that
correct?
Safe assumption?
Yeah. Yeah, and, okay. And they're stripped down too. So like when you're using your phone or doing messages, you can't. They don't actually display the message on the radio because they don't want you taking your attention away to look to read it. You have to let Siri do all of the reading it to you and replying. So it's interesting just because, I mean, I understand why they're doing it from a safety perspective.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want you to look at the center of the dash and read, but you know, think about it. How often have you looked over at the radio trying to find a station? Your attention's off the road to begin with as well. You know, a little more extreme than reading a text message, you know, there. But
yeah,
you know, overall, you know, I think it's a really good effort right out of the gate. I think it's going to be more adopted once you see more manufacturers take it on. You know, someone like Ford's never going to do it because they've got their sync system. You know, Subaru, I'm trying to think of what theirs is called right now. I'm drawing a blank.
Stupid.
And
but sorry, I drive, you know, a Forester myself.
But it's funny how they're targeting like more BMW and Audi and Volkswagen, yeah, things like that for the CarPlay. So hopefully, you know, more stuff comes to it because you do have the option with the HDMI, which is why I bought this unit too, is there's an adapter for the iPhone where you plug it into the Lightning port and you can expand it to do HDMI out. Every review I've read on that thing is 90% of it is that $50 Apple-branded cable is a piece of junk and dies within the first month.
Oh.
But with that said, you're only mirroring your screen. You still need to use your phone for all of your input. So what good is a touch screen radio sucks when all you're doing is mirroring your display? When my iPhone 6S Plus is only 0.7 inches smaller than this head unit. But at the end of the day, it's a nice upgrade, you know, for the price that I got it for.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was, it, you know, a lot of these head units can be upwards of like $1,000 if you want it with built-in GPS. This one was $600, but it was on sale for $499, and I had $150 in good old Best Buy reward zone points. So I like giving Best Buy their plug because I do like having them local and getting it right then and there.
Nice.
Yep.
Because right I have on. Seen it as low as $422 on Amazon. But, yeah. It's a good upgrade. Better than spending $300 on upgrading to the Kicker sound system that, you know, still has the stock mediocre head unit. So,
you know, you should take an iPhone, not yours, but an iPhone and do a video review inside your car and post it to YouTube.
I should.
I'll and drop a link to it in the show notes so everybody could check it out.
That'd be cool.
I think I might have to try that. That is a good idea.
Sweet. You could test out that new 4K video on your iPhone for your review.
I could. Problem is I would have to use my wife's iPhone because it really does not let you multitask on the phone while it's plugged in. So.
No, that's what I mean. Use a different iPhone for the...
Well, I was just clarifying in case there was any guessing because...
Oh, that's right. You sold your previous 6 Plus.
Yes. Had to pay for the new toy.
Right on. That was Changelog for this week. I'm Brian.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Craig.
Have a great week.